She pulled up at the corner to the deafening chaos of two gunmen firing at Michael and Weston from the windows of the next hallway. One of them had an assault rifle of some kind, and the other an old bolt action. Jarek leaned out of an empty doorway ahead, pistol raised. The closer of the two gunmen, the one with the bolt action, turned. Jarek fired twice. The crack of his pistol, paltry in contrast to the roar of the assault rifle down the hall. His first shot went wide, kicking up a puff of drywall dust next to the first gunman's head. The second shot found the man's throat. The gunman fell against the wall, a horrified expression frozen onto his features as he clutched at the bleeding mess of his neck. By then, the thunder had quieted as the second gunman turned to see what was happening. Jarek took a hurried shot and missed, and then the thunder promptly resumed. Jarek threw himself through the doorway he'd been using for cover as the wooden doorframe exploded into showers of sawdust and splinters. With his first choice of targets behind cover, the gunman turned to her. She made like Jarek and threw herself back around the corner. A stream of hot lead tore into the corner behind her, and she scooted away. No reason to tire herself butting heads with an assault rifle when there were perfectly good walls, right? The hallway fell silent. Was the gunman reloading, or just waiting? Jarek must have been wondering the same thing. Maybe if she distracted the gunman. She pulled her barrier back in place, took a deep breath, and stepped into the hallway, just as the gunman slammed a fresh magazine home. His rifle tracked toward her. Before he could fire, Jarek appeared and sent three shots at him. The first went wide. The second and third must have struck his armored vest, because he jerked back but swept his rifle back toward Jarek. She dropped her defenses and let loose a telekinetic blast that caught the gunman like a small wrecking ball and threw him through what remained of the window. Hopefully, Michael and Weston would handle the guy from there, if he was still conscious and functioning. Tingling fatigue licked at her limbs. She leaned heavily on her staff. "Defenestration by magical whacking stick," Jarek nodded approval from the splintered doorway. "Classic." She kept her eyes on the end of the hallway as she gathered herself and moved forward. He fell in beside her.
"You just wanted me to know that you know what defenestration means, didn't you?"
"Gotta use them big words when I can. People need to know me talk real good." She fought down a smile. Why did that even make her want to smile?
"God, it's unbearable."
"The charm?" She spared a glance at his impish grin.
"Sure, we can go with that instead."
Was that what it was? Was she charmed by this man? She'd have to deal with that irritating thought later. They drew up to the sanctuary doors. There was a muffled thump on the other side and a few shouts. She held the back of her hand out to Jarek's chest to signal him to pause. If he had questions, he held them surprisingly well as she closed her eyes and reached out with her extended senses. Her mind brushed against pinpricks near the head of the room.
"Two at the front of the pews, both armed. One seems to be in a lot of pain."
"I would think so," he said. "I shot him in the ass." Through the door, there was another loud thump and then a muffled voice.
"No, you idiot! He shot me in the ass!"
She traded an unbelieving look with Jarek, fighting down the surreal fit of giggles that threatened to burst free. Every scrap of humor evaporated as she cast her senses up to the altar and felt a dozen young, frightened minds.
"Kids."
She felt as breathless as if she'd been kicked in the gut.
"Sick bastards fell back to hole up using the kids as cover."
Jarek sobered in an instant. "Son of a bitch.
What do we do?"
His gaze shifted from her staff to her eyes. "Can you shield us without that thing?" She nodded. "Then we give them what they want. They don't know what you can do yet. Follow my lead, and please don't let them shoot me."